So how did we buy so much property? We bought with private money. And full disclosure, in a 7-year period, my wife and I bought $25 million worth of real estate with all private money. We used $1,000 of our own capital. We used $0 of bank money, zero. And we used $0 of hard money. I raised it all in private money. That is hard. That takes an enormous amount of time and an enormous amount of effort. It takes and networking every night of the week. It takes all of that, but you can do it. It can be done. And I prove that you can be, that you can do it. I love private money. I still use it to this day to fund a lot of the things that we do, because with private money, you can fund anything you want to fund. Really, you can be as creative as you want to be as well. It's all left to negotiation. If you've got a buddy with some cash and they just want a passive investment and they put up the cash and you do the work, it's a phenomenal, phenomenal relationship. The problem with private money is that if you do a lot of it and you're trying to scale a business on it, it takes an enormous amount of time to attract and manage all the relationships available to raise the kind of capital that it would take to do that. But it can be done, absolutely. And, you know, there are plenty of courses out there on raising private money. I encourage you to take them and learn from them. I used to teach them myself. But private money is a phenomenal opportunity. Hard money lenders. Let's talk about them for a second. Hard money lenders, I've never used one, even though I am one today. I've never used a hard money because most hard money lenders get their banks from the same place. Get their money from the same place. One of two places. Either they get their money from a local bank that gives them a line of credit, and then they turn around and they lend that money out to you at a higher interest rate, and they use the spread or arbitrage to make their profit. Or they go through a Wall Street firm. It could be a hedge fund, a private equity fund to get their capital. But it really works the same way. Whether it's a bank or whether it's Wall Street money, it works exactly the same way. Most hard money lenders either sell their notes to these funds, or they'll use a bank line or a credit line from an equity fund to collateralize their notes, meaning they'll take a loan against that note that they've written to you. Does that all make sense? Can you nod for me? Okay, got a couple nods. Good. So because of this, the provider of the capital is actually the one that creates the loan products, not the hard money lender that you're doing business with in your hometown. That person can only offer you products that his or her underlying financing will either lend on or purchase from them. Does that make sense? So I ask myself this: why, when I travel across the country, does every hard money company offer the exact same product that looks exactly the same? And they do. Answer: they get their money from the same place. That's why. They don't have the ability to create their own loan programs. So in order for them to lend money, their loans have to all fit in a nice, neat little lending box that is set out for them by the people that are offering them the capital. Okay. The problem with that model, in my opinion, as an investor and as a borrower, is that the best deals I've ever done were not neat. They just weren't. The best deals I've ever done had hair all over them. They were ugly. They were nasty. Those are the ones that we make the most money on as real estate investors. And trust me, the best deals do not fit in a nice, neat little box. Okay. So what is the solution? For me, when I sold off our apartment complexes and we decided to start a lending company, our motto was buy investors for investors. I wanted to build a lending company that offered lending products that I had always wished were available for me, but weren't. And that's what we've built over the last 6 years. So what would it look like? Well, I would want a company that looks more like private money than bank money. I would want one that doesn't use bankers or Wall Street money to capitalize, private, 100%. I'd want the people in the company to be real estate investors. Who better to analyze your deal than actual active real estate investors? I would want a lending company that understood different deal structures so that we could create loans that make sense for investors, not just cookie cutter in the box loans. I wanted a lending company that made their decisions more on the asset than on the borrower. Now, let's talk about that for a second. You understand there are two schools of thought in lending. One is credit-based lending and one is asset-based lending. Credit-based lending is what you would use if you were buying your house and getting a loan from your local bank or your mortgage broker, or going to buy a car in most cases. They're going to look at your credit. They're going to look at your income statements. They're going to look at all those things. But there's another school of thought when it comes to lending, and that is that the asset is more important than the borrower. That's called asset-based lending. Now, that doesn't mean that an asset-based lender doesn't look at the borrower. Of course, we would. We have to look at both, but we put more emphasis on the asset than we do the borrower's history. And here's why. I'm living proof. When I got into real estate in 2007 and 8, my wife and I were broke. We had just gone through bankruptcy. We had just lost our other business. If I was only to be able to get credit-based lending, we would have never been able to get into real estate, period. Nobody would have lent to us at that time. But because I found asset-based lenders that would lend to me based on the asset, and they kind of looked past some of the credit issues that we had had, we were able to build a phenomenal portfolio in a very short period of time. Some of the other things that I wanted in a lending company was I wanted a streamlined process so that the investors that were using us as borrowers could spend more time finding deals and less time pushing paperwork to us. That was one of the biggest challenges I always had when I was trying to use bankers. I felt like I had to take a week off just to do a loan application with them. And I also wanted to have innovative products, meaning products that nobody else had, something that was unique. So here's what we came up with. Built by investors for investors, and we fund our loans with 100% private capital. We don't have one single penny of bank money behind us. Just like we built our real estate portfolio, we have also built this company. We are owned and managed by active real estate investors. The people that you interact with at our company have done deals. They've done flips. They have rental properties. And I could go through the list of people, but it wouldn't matter to you at this point. Just believe me when I say, when you call our office, the people know what you're doing. They know the types of transactions that we do out there as investors. Since we started the company 6 years ago, we have grown at a pace of over 30% per year. This year, we're on track at 46% growth in the year of COVID, when a lot of our competitors were shutting down and stopped lending entirely. This year, we'll close about $110 to $120 million in loans. We lend across 18 states, and I've got a list of those states here. If yours isn't on it, I apologize. These are the only 18 that we are authorized to lend in at this time. We are looking at a couple more. I'll tell you right now, we are looking at Pennsylvania, and we are looking at Michigan. But those are the only two other ones that we are looking at this time. We cover pretty much the whole Midwest, certainly all the Southeast and over to as far as Texas, Oklahoma, and Colorado. Texas is our biggest state for loans, and we have the most products for Texas. Ohio is our number two state. And again, that's because of my contacts there and the fact that I'm very familiar with Ohio. I've lived all over the state when I lived there prior to moving here to Texas. So we love the Midwest and the Southeast, as well as out here in the Texas, Oklahoma area. And that's where we're lending at this time. We have some unique products that I want to go through, and I only have maybe six more slides to go through. And then I would like to open it up and have y'all ask questions. I love to talk about funding, and I could talk about it for hours if I have questions to talk with you about. So if you could in the chat, if I'm sure everybody by now knows how to use the chat on a Zoom call, type in your questions and the meeting moderator will hold those questions to the end. And then I'll go through and we can talk about those. And if we need to have a mic opened up for you to have an open dialogue, I'm cool with that too here at the end. So some of the unique products that we've come up with. Now, our fix and flip product is really not unique. It's just not. Because like I said before, every hard money lender in the country has that product. The only thing I can say is unique about ours is that it's not credit-based. It is asset-based. And it is priced by your credit, though. So in other words, and this is very... Well, you know, I'll get to that on the next slide. We have long-term loans for rental properties. This is something I started 5 years ago because I was building a rental portfolio. A lot of my friends were switching from fix and flipping to buy and hold. The market here in Texas in particular was getting hot, and it was hard to get deals that made sense as flips. But it wasn't as hard to find deals that made sense as rentals. The problem is, where do you go to get long-term money? Hard money lenders don't have that. They can't do that. So we put together some programs for rental properties. This is probably the one I'm most proud of. We built a loan called the Wrappable Loan. This is a 20-year fixed-rate loan that the folks that do the owner finance model can use as their underlying financing, then they can wrap it to an owner finance buyer and ride the spread. And I've got a slide on that. I'll talk in more detail on it. We also have a product that we just actually launched in Texas 2 months ago, Ohio last month, and it'll be going nationwide in our 18 states next month. And that is a one-time close product that you can use to buy, fix, and hold a loan, a property. Before, it was challenging because if you were buying a distressed asset, you couldn't go into a long-term loan, which has typically lower interest rates. You would have to use either private money or your own money or maybe hard money to buy it and get it fixed up. But then you had a whole new set of closing costs to refinance it into your long-term loan. So I got to thinking, why couldn't we just make one product do both of those things? And we came up with that a couple of months ago. And then finally, the last one, I love commercial real estate. That's probably my favorite now. And there was just not any local opportunities for commercial bridge loans for doing development and redevelopment projects. So we rolled that out about 3 years ago, and it's actually our biggest product nationwide now. So let me go through each of those four and give you a little bit more detail on them. And hopefully it will elicit some questions from you.